Good morning, dear brothers and sisters. I'm recording this on Tuesday morning, March the 31st, and this marks our fourth installment in the B series, this little series of ours that has been born out of the COVID-19 pandemic. Thus far, if you've been keeping up with us, I've encouraged you to be honest, to be thankful, and to be mindful. Now, this morning, I want to encourage you to be diligent. To be diligent. Now, another way to say it, and this, of course, would be to say it negatively, would be this. Do not be a sluggard. Don't be a sluggard. Isn't that what the ancient Proverbs tell us? Right? Wisdom cries aloud, and as she does, she directs us to look to what creature? The ant. To learn from the ant, to consider the ways of the ant, to be diligent like the ant. So here is my encouragement from 30,000 feet. Don't be a sluggard, be diligent. Now, at this point, you might respond, fair enough. But this all sounds like common sense. Where is this whole thing coming from? Why are you hearing my voice exhorting you to hear the cry of wisdom and to be diligent right now in this moment? Well, to answer that, allow me to bear a bit of my own soul. I don't know about you, but the last few weeks have been difficult, to say the least. And perhaps one of the many unexpected difficulties, for me at least, has been this. I'm out of my rut. The rhythm of life, it has dramatically shifted, and therefore, things are all out of whack for me. I feel like the engine of my life has thrown a rod. And that is true, not just for me, like physically and mentally, but also spiritually. So perhaps I am projecting a bit, but what I need to hear and what I suspect you need to hear is this. During this time of COVID-19, during this time of stay home, stay healthy, don't be a sluggard. Be diligent. Now, that is all the view from 30,000 feet. Allow me then to zoom in a bit, okay? Let's forego the view from the airplane window. Now, let's take a look from the top of a skyscraper. When I am encouraging you to be diligent, what might that look like? Here's what I have in mind. Be diligent in the Word of God. Be diligent in the Word of God. Or, if you don't mind the metaphor, plant your roots in the soil of the Scriptures. Plant your roots in the soil of the Scriptures. In fact, to further draw upon that picture, let me read in your hearing Psalm 1. Here is the first song of the ancient Holy Spirit-inspired hymnal. Blessed be the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight, we are told, is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he does what? He meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The psalmist continues, the wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Brothers and sisters, did you hear the psalmist? His delight is in the law of God, and on that law he meditates day and night. The result? Well, the man or woman who is diligent in the Word, he or she bears fruit, right? The leaves are green and the cluster of grapes are budding because the vine is soaking up the nutrients of the soil. So I want to encourage you, beloved. I want to encourage you to plant yourself in good soil, the soil of the Word. Now, I think that for most of us, we've probably got more time now than we've had in a while, if we're honest, right? We are home from work. We are laid up because we are sick. We're holed up, you know, in this quarantine. Sports are on hold. Shopping has ceased. Restaurants are closed. So given this extra time, don't be a sluggard. Don't binge watch Netflix. Don't waste away playing video games. Don't numb your mind with social media. No, immerse yourself in the Word of God. One of my prayers for us is that we would all emerge from this quarantine not with our spiritual muscles atrophied, but with them toned, fit, ready for action. So be diligent. Okay, so that's the view from the top of the building. Be diligent in the Word. Let's look from one final angle. Not now from the airplane and not now from the top of the skyscraper, but now from your home. Right? Well, we're going to zoom in even more now, and we're going to look at your home. What will it look like for you to be diligent in the Word of God tonight, tomorrow morning, this afternoon? Well, let me answer that this way, and I don't mean to be cheeky when I say what I'm getting ready to say. You just need to start. You just need to open the Word. Carve out time in the morning or the evening, preferably both in light of Psalm 1, and open the Word of God. As you do, pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you both to will and to work for His good pleasure. But then we don't wait for a feeling, right? Spontaneity is not what we're after here. No, pray for God to do a work, trust that He'll do that work, and then open the Word of God. And let me just say in passing, if you need some direction here, if you're feeling lost, if you're looking at the Bible, even right now, you're going, it's a big book. I don't even know where to begin. Well, let me suggest to you, maybe read through Mark's gospel or Paul's letter to the Philippians. Or you could go, for example, to the ESV Bible app and you could snag a reading plan from them. Not only do they have like yearly reading plans, but they've got some that are much shorter. They've got weekly and monthly Bible reading plans to help you navigate some of these things. The point is, do what you need to do to get yourself in the Word of God. That is the priority. Now, building on that, let me say in conclusion, if you are part of a family, and especially if you are a husband or a father, please lend me your ears. You need, husband, you need dad to step up during this time and lead your family. Read the Word to them. Lead them in prayer. Grab the New City Catechism and begin to work through it. Be diligent, not just in the Word for your own soul, but be diligent in family worship for the souls of those whom God has entrusted to you. Husbands, fathers, the Lord has called you to this work, and you'd better believe that your family, they need this now more than ever. So, dear disciples of Christ, be diligent, diligent in the Word. And if it takes the Lord bringing this coronavirus to our front door to rouse us from our slumber and to get us in gear, well, then let's see that for what it is. A generous gift from the hand of our loving Father. Until next time, be diligent, my brothers and sisters.